Thank you. Welcome to our final broadcast of our series on the Arab states and prophecy. We are now dealing with the future of the individual Arab states and how peace will come between Israel and these various Arab states. And we have been clearly showing that peace will come between Israel and the various Arab states in one of three ways: either by means of occupation, or by means of destruction, or by means of conversion. In the case of Lebanon, peace will come between Israel and Lebanon by means of occupation. In the case of Jordan, peace will come between Israel and Jordan by means of destruction. In the case of Egypt, peace will come between Israel and Egypt by means of conversion. In the case of ancient Assyria, which comprises today Syria and Iraq, peace will come between Israel and those two states also by means of conversion. Let's cover two more states and then say a few other things. Let's next go to Saudi Arabia. And what we call Saudi Arabia today comprised ancient Kedar and Hazor. And for the future of Saudi Arabia, we turn to Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 28 through 33, where we learn that peace will come between Israel and Saudi Arabia by means of destruction. The Jeremiah passage describes a total destruction of Saudi Arabia by war until the inhabitants of Saudi Arabia are scattered and dispersed all over the world. And as for the land itself, Jeremiah chapter 49 verse 33 states, "And Hazor shall be a dwelling place of jackals, a desolation forever. No man shall dwell there, neither shall any son of man sojourn there." The land of Saudi Arabia will be a perpetual desolation throughout the kingdom. And the residents of Saudi Arabia, the modern Saudis, will be dispersed everywhere. And while Egypt's desolation and dispersion will only last for 40 years of the Messianic Kingdom, for Saudi Arabia it will last all of the 1,000-year duration. But peace will come between Israel and Saudi Arabia by means of destruction. There's one more nation I want to cover, and that is Iran. Now, Iran is not an Arab state. It is a Persian state. And the older name for Iran, of course, was Persia. I'm going to deal with them since the Iranians today do follow the same religion as the Arabs, which is Islam or the Muslim faith. And one of the ancient names of modern-day Iran or Persia was Elam. So, although Persia or Iran or ancient Elam is not an Arab state but a Persian one, we will discuss them in this context only because they do share the same religion as the Muslim Arabs. And peace will come between Israel and Iran by means of destruction. And this is found in Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 34 through 39. In verses 34 through 38 of Jeremiah 49, Jeremiah describes the destruction of Elam with the inhabitants being completely dispersed all over the world. But then in verse 39, Jeremiah says this, "But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring back the captivity of Elam, saith Jehovah." The destruction of Iran is going to be partial, and dispersion will also be temporary as it is with the Egyptians, and eventually the inhabitants of Iran or Iranians will return and resettle Iran. And so the future of Iran is similar to the future of Egypt, but the length of time they will be in dispersion, Jeremiah simply does not tell us. And so peace will come between Israel and Iran by means of destruction, dispersion, and then a reestablishment so that there is a country called Elam or Iran in the kingdom. And that completes our survey of the individual Arab states and their future in relationship to peace with Israel. There's still one more topic or area I want to cover as we conclude this series, since this is our 10th broadcast on the Arab states and prophecy. Because there's one more thing that concerns the Arab states, and that is concerning the two desolate spots of the Messianic Kingdom. Now, during the Messianic Kingdom, the whole world will be fruitful and very, very productive. The whole earth will be characterized by beauty, like the Garden of Eden. Nevertheless, the Bible clearly tells us that there will be two spots in the world that will be a perpetual desolation, a land of smoking pitch and smoking brimstone. And these two spots are first of all Babylon and secondly Edom. Let's talk about Babylon first. In Isaiah chapter 13, verses 20 to 22, Isaiah has this to say about the city of Babylon, which is today inside modern Iraq. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arab pitch his tent there, neither shall the shepherds make the flocks to lie down there. The wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and ostriches shall dwell there, and wild goats shall dance there, and wolves shall cry in their castles, and jackals in their pleasant palaces. Her time is near to come, her days shall not be prolonged. Jeremiah, in chapter 50, verses 39 to 40, describes the future of Babylon in similar terms when he says, "Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wolves shall dwell there, and the ostriches shall dwell therein. It shall no more be inhabited forever, neither shall there be dwelt in it from generation to generation. As when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities thereof, saith Jehovah, so shall no man dwell, neither shall any son of man sojourn there." And then Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 41 through 43, emphasizes the totality of the destruction and desolation of Babylon, so that throughout the Messianic Kingdom, no man will so much as pass by the ruins of Babylon. And none of this, of course, is true today. Not only is Babylon to be a desolate waste throughout the kingdom, it's also going to be a place of continual burning and smoke throughout the millennium. And this we see in Revelation chapter 19, verse 3, we read, "And a second time they say, Hallelujah, and her smoke goes up forever and ever." Now, it's very obvious that the animal inhabitants mentioned in the passages of Isaiah and Jeremiah, as we know them today, cannot survive in a land of burning pitch and burning brimstone. So these animals mentioned by Isaiah and Jeremiah cannot be literal animals as we know them today. So what are they? Well, what they are, we find explained for us in Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 and 2, where we read, "After these things I saw another angel coming down out of heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, and has become a habitation of demons, and a hold of every unclean spirit, and a hold of every unclean and hateful bird." Babylon, the continual place of burning and smoke, will be a place of confinement for many of the demons during the kingdom period. It is also clear from Revelation chapter 9 that demons have these animal-like characteristics, and so the animals mentioned in Isaiah and Jeremiah are not literal animals who cannot survive in a land of burning pitch and burning brimstone, but these are demons, and many demons will be confined in the burning wasteland of Babylon for the entire 1,000-year kingdom, and Babylon is the first of these two desolate spots. Now, the second desolate spot in the Messianic kingdom is going to be the land of Edom. And several prophets point this out. For example, Isaiah chapter 34, verses 8 through 15, Isaiah clearly describes the future of Edom, similar to what he described as the future of Babylon. In verse 8, the desolation of Edom is to be on the basis of Edom's sins against Israel, like Babylon, is to become a place of continuing and burning smoke and burning pitch, a land characterized by destruction, desolation, and confusion. Again, Isaiah mentions various animals, and again, these are not literal animals because these animals cannot survive in a land of burning pitch and burning brimstone. But in verses 13 through 15, Isaiah mentions two animals which in the Hebrew text we know exactly what they really are. The word translated wild goats means a demon in goat form, and the word translated as night monster means the demons of the night. So in other words, half the demons will be confined in Babylon for the kingdom, but the other half will be confined in the land of Edom. This is also found in Jeremiah chapter 49, verses 17 and 18. It's also found in Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 10 through 15. The land of Edom is a land of continual desolation, a land of burning pitch and burning brimstone, a land where neither man nor literal animal ever passes by or dwells in, but rather a land where demons are residing. So during the millennial kingdom, while the whole world is blossoming as the rose and rejoicing, according to Ezekiel 35, there'll be these two desolate spots, Babylon and Edom, both of which are within the Arab territory, which is why we have dealt with these two things in this series. So we complete our series on the Arab states with this broadcast. We'll begin a brand new series starting on Monday. Until then, we bid you shalom.